Okay.
Okay, 6 o'clock, I'm gonna start this meeting. Anyway, purpose of the meeting tonight is discuss grant money for water projects. And kind of what we're gonna do. We met yesterday, Evan and I and Joe Crothers met down to the fairgrounds and kind of went over what plan we already have, what some of the plans we have, some of the options we have, and how much money we have, and trying to figure out what all monies we're gonna have available. And as of right now, we have $600,000. And then plus the, what was the other one?
The ARPA.
The ARPA fund money?
Yeah.
It's
298.
All right.
Something like that.
And plus, okay. And plus, of course, on that one, we have a match $120,000 that we have to come up with somewhere or another. We'll get into that in a minute. But what I'm going to do is go ahead and turn it over to Amanda and let her tell us kind of what she needs. And then Evan, between you and I or whatever, we can kind of come up with the plans that we have. And so go from there. Is that okay?
So with the $600,000, I know we have to do a $120,000 match. With that match, there is kind of three options. We put up $120,000 specifically tied to what we put in the grant. We can also count all of our in-kind time. So like Evan, if you and your guys are going to do any work on this, or what, let's say Keith's time, Joe Crothers' time, we can count all of that in-kind and count that towards $120,000. Or we can also apply for a waiver because of our low income, our low tax base. So what we really need to do for the purposes of the grant, I know there's lots of things that we, or maybe, you know, in the overall water project, there may be, you know, once a couple smaller projects, but we want to get as close as we can to $600,000 to submit for kind of one project. So let's say if ground storage is $599,000, we want to submit that in the grant for our funds because that's really close to $600,000 to use that. And that would be the project that would have oversight from the grant. And then anything else that we're funding, like if there's another smaller project that's going to be covered by the ARPA funds, we wouldn't have to submit the details of that work to the grant. So just for ease of administering and managing the grant, when we decide how we're going to spend the money, we just want that pieced out. So kind of to make it a little bit easier to manage.
We're above ground storage.
Yeah, so if above ground storage is going to be, you know, $300,000, let's split that out, pay that with ARPA funds. If something's going to be about $600,000, let's submit that just as a solo project to the grant, even though, you know, we've got a couple different things we're working on.
Is there, on so specifics of it, Ned, is there, can we narrow down to like water infrastructure? Or like something like ground storage plus water infrastructure and do it that way? And that way that would cover a lot of area with the infrastructure part of that. That could be pipe, that could be valves, that could be...
Yep, yes, and all that.
The lights in the ceiling. And, you know.
And that's basically, these funds are allowed to be spent on anything due to improving water in the community.
Okay.
Something I would like to see everybody keep in mind. And after the big project is keep keep in mind that maybe, and I don't know what it's gonna cost or what it takes, but adding filters to the system later, and maybe even retrofitting, you know. I don't know what size of filters, I don't know what style, I don't know anything about them, but keep it in mind down the road that if we got some money left over, let's see if we can't do something with filters or.
Yeah, that's, we have, there's, part of the plan is kinda in that area.
Just retrofit it so that if we run out of money, we can get to it later, you know.
And just here, I'll read specifically what this says. So this project is designated for planning, design, construction of drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure, and for water quality protection.
Okay.
That's pretty broad.
That covers it pretty well. We're not gonna miss nothing there.
Covers the whole thing.
Well, I think it kinda go into a little bit of what we come up with, pretty much what Evan and Ed come up with a long time ago. But the biggest thing is we gotta have, we're gonna have to have the two new pumps down there. I think there was a skid package that we were looking at.
Yeah, there's a few options, and I don't know if Keith made it back, I didn't hear nothing today.
Okay. And then, but the two options, one of them was the skid package that they would bring in and put it in, and we'd probably have to build a new building on that. Now, it's either, one of the options was we build a building and they bring it in, or it's, we have everything done in the package as they would use the money to do all of it, and we wouldn't have to worry about it, was that?
Yeah, they just bring in a.
Bring it in and.
Bring it in, set it down, and hook it up.
Yep.
Can I ask, what is a skid?
The skid has, it has the pumps, it has the motors, it has, I think, meters and everything in it.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything without the shell.
It's just one unit.
Yeah.
Like, they slide it in, and then all they do is hook the lines up and put power to it, and it works.
Yep.
So everything's already.
If you just had this built, or this room here, and the skid would be like the table, and all the chairs and everything would slide right in.
Get it on it, okay.
Is it, I mean, is it kinda like the fire department's brush trucks? I mean, when they trade trucks, they just slide out the pump in the back and slide it back. So it's all one unit like that, to explain it.
Yeah.
Take out all the old stuff, slide it new one in, and hook it up.
Right, right.
So that was the, that's a definite, we're gonna have to do that one. The tower, the ground storage tank is another one. Of course, we haven't had it inspected inside yet. That's the big thing, and of course, the inside is the most important part, as far as redoing if it needs painted or sealed or whatever. But, and then again, it's kinda options until we get into the fact of bidding out the whole thing, which we already have a proposal, I think, on the whole thing, which was like 400 and some thousand to do the whole ground storage tank, which is painting it. I gotta.
How much was it?
I think it's like 400, roughly 400. That's close.
Yeah, that's why we have this other outfit that we KLM looked into, and they're supposed to be here hopefully soon. We sent all that paperwork. So.
Yeah, he sent us near. Okay, mobilization and demobilization. Paint exterior of 500,000 gallon tower. Paint interior wet areas. Paint interior dry areas, and disinfectant of the tower itself inside. And of course, costs go from 25,000 to, okay, just to paint the exterior of the tower or the tank, it'd be like 153,800. So roughly 154,000. Paint the interior, just the wet area in the inside the tank, would be 156,000. The paint the interior dry area was 53,000. So we're talking 200,000 just to paint the inside of the tank. And then disinfecting of the tower, with the lowest bid I think they had on there, was like $1,600 to disinfect it. But the ground storage does need to have some rehabilitation, but it's like, we want to bid the whole thing together, all of it, but also too, we want to bid just doing the inside, and maybe we work on getting painting the outside later, or on down the road, or, you know, bring in an artist and let him paint some murals on it. Just, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, but do the outside. The inside is the most important. But sometimes if you bid it, we were talking this, if you do bid stuff like this, they'd rather bid it as a whole package. And if you go to split it, say if I'd say, okay, how much would it cost? Well, select this here and say, okay, they bid it all. Then if I come back and say, okay, well, you just have on the inside 200,000. Well, they're not going to do that.
No. No.
But if they would give us a good bid on just doing the inside, then what that does is free up some of that money for us to use it on other infrastructure, which kind of gets into the filter stuff and that. What kind of the one of the long range goals, and we would like to even, if we could get it included into this, is to finish the line that was coming into town, the old water line, and that way we can transfer everybody out there onto the new water line. In other words, we're bringing water into town, but that other line would feed everybody outside of town. That way, when we, the first tap would be in town here. Hopefully, with that, we'd be able to manage the manganese problem a lot better. Because, well, it should. So, in theory,
yeah,
it should take care of itself. And plus, even if there's room for filters later on. But that's kind of where I brought up the infrastructure part, is if maybe if there's something, if we can get bids on these, and I mean, we're going to spend it all, this for sure. There's no doubt about that. And there might be even asking for a little more somewhere. You know, we might have to skin another, you know, sell a vehicle or something. I don't know, but. But to finish this project, if we can finish this project the way we talked about tonight, if we can do this, I think we'd be in pretty good shape on water.
So let me ask, with the pumps and the skid package, option one costs how much?
Hey,
there's some rough estimates based over the last few years, and you know, he's done me, when we did get a re-quote, that was just through EFI, as Kendall was saying, you know, like, we've yet to submit anything for a full broad deal. And some of our questions were, you know, is, you know, what paperwork, and is this money is guaranteed?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, to start this process is you send it out, and like Kendall was saying, you know, let's get bids and call this package A, package B, and then where the money can and can't, that's where you get your better options. But,
so
all
what,
that's going to have to be sent out for.
So what are we?
And
like,
some of that in-kind work, if it can be like, you know, if they have to replace some valves, or they've already replaced some and did some work like that, or put some in, and that's we can keep track of that, and that's in-kind work. Now, is that dual purpose too? Can we do, say, for the $120,000, we only had $60,000 in-kind? Can we do the other part, the waiver?
We could just do the whole part waiver and not even worry about
that. Okay. Well, that'd probably be easier than trying to keep track of it.
And we can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
okay. I would suggest trying to waiver and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So we do have valve work down there that, like we explained on the north side of the tanks, all the warm valve work.
So with this,
keep track of that.
With the skid package, what are we, like, ballpark?
I think the... one of them is if with the building, the way I understand this, and this is just estimate from a while back, a complete package building would have metal siding and metal roof. The budget estimate for the building in that would be $350,000 to $400,000.
And that's for the whole.
That's for the skid package and the generator near. And that was the other thing we needed, was a generator. So that's everything inside the building plus a new building. So we're roughly $400,000. Is that correct?
That's what was written on that.
And then the skid, if we just got the, if we built the building ourselves, concrete and all that stuff and everything else, if the pump, the skid pump station would be approximately $225,000 to $275,000. That's one figure, but I see another one here, and that's again without going back to the engineer and getting tighter quotes.
Yeah,
he was going to update us on everything.
I think if you're deciding that there needs to be a new building and a new skid package. I think the details of who provides the new building in the long run is not, I don't need that right now.
Okay.
I think we need to say, yes, we're going to do this skid package with generators, these.
Either way, there's gonna be a new building there.
Yep.
So.
And then we can.
Yeah.
Well, we can, it's just, we wondered about the plumbing in it, it all just, you know, where we talked, if you, building that comes in, you call that one company like Keith talked before, you know, they bring it in, they're the ones that call, which, you know, there's not too many people that do that. This way, you'd have to set up a general contractor and he'll get everything set up from there on out and call everybody and get the bids.
You're gonna keep the.
So just, there's still these options, but that's where we can have it figured and see which one we like best.
And the advantage of doing it all with one is because if you, it's like anything else, if you split it up between other people and that, then they're liable for that, and they're liable for that, and they're liable for that.
Well, we can start having problems.
And you start having problems, so.
What do you do with the old building, tear it down or keep it?
You keep it.
Yeah, we can keep it, tear it down, whatever we wanna do with it.
Well, I didn't know if there was room back there for the new building, was the old one still being there or not?
Yeah, I think he had that proposed on the map there.
Okay.
But I think we can pretty much get pretty close on wrapping up ideas if, once we meet with the engineer again and get some bids going, tell him what we wanna do and what we'd like to see and what we'd like to have bids on, because that's what's gonna determine whether.
And how we use that money, like we submit, so like we submit to them and then they pay it. So if we say we're using this funding for a skid package and explain why we selected that and we need a new building to house that skid package. However, like I don't have to have necessarily like specific down to the dollar what that is going to be once we get the quote, then it'll be released. And then but if it's, if everybody says yes, we want, we're, you know, you go to the council and say we are recommending that we spend the funds on a skid package and a new building, then you can determine later if you want to build it or you want it to be a part of just the whole,
so you're looking deal. For like heat pump station, like the tank rehabilitation, since it's all one facility, ground storage and plumbing, and that'd be the one project all together right there. All that together is one project.
Okay.
That's where we talked the second project, like he was talking, is try to finish the line outside of town. Your third project could be looking at the future of filtration of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking taking out the pumps from the building now and using that building for storage, or?
Yeah, that's what we kind of talked yesterday. Because
they wouldn't
have enough storage.
Right, but you wouldn't have pumps in there anymore. All that stuff would come out.
Correct.
Because the pumps are just getting.
Yeah, or you can just, it's just, or you can get a whole building that they bring it and they just set it down and you're done.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It would be another winter storage shed that we could use.
Right. Oh, right. No, right. I mean.
Yeah, that's why I asked if.
I didn't know it was going to be storage or backup pumps. That's why
so
I asked.
If we're looking at, just for clarity, the skids, the ground storage, all of that, on the high end, $400,000 for the building and the whole kit and caboodle for the skid. And then ground storage, $400,000. So we're at $800,000.
Right.
And then. Basically $900,000 is what we have in dollars. So that leaves $100,000 left over.
We could use that toward.
Yeah, and that's why I say it, whatever it is, it's going to go all for.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find something to spend out.
And then you would have $100,000 either for the lines, to put towards the lines, or you would have it to put towards the filtration.
Yeah, the price could have went up $100,000 by now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Needed toward lines to bring them back in town.
$100,000 would have went a long ways a couple of years ago, but.
And that's.
But that's one step farther than where we're at now. And that's what I'm saying. It all depends too on whether, it's just like the ground storage tanks. If it inspects inside and it's bad, then definitely the inside's gonna have to be done, whether we do the outside or not.
Yeah.
Outside is just a matter of scraping and painting.
Yeah, it's cosmetic.
You know, I don't think it's that the shape is gonna rust through right now, but it just needs to be refinished on the outside.
It just looks nasty, doesn't it?
Correct.
I think if somebody came there wrong, it'd be great.
But the inside definitely needs to be done. But one thing we're waiting on too is they're gonna inspect that plus our tower plus Bryant's tower. And that way maybe get them all inspected, and then everything's a little cheaper with, if they're coming in doing all of them.
All three of them, yeah.
Instead of one. And so we're kind of waiting on that too and see. But if that's enough for you.
That's enough for me. If we can have a vote that we're going to use this money or have this presented for the skid package, a new building, and rehab of the tank, whatever is in all that project one, all this information. And then that's enough to submit. I can start getting everything wrote up. And then, you know, that's gonna.
How about?
And if.
Ground storage facility and related water infrastructure. Would that be okay? Everything related to the ground storage, because it's all gonna go.
It's all water.
It's all gonna go in that area.
It all deals with ground storage.
Yeah, it all deals with that.
That's where all the work's gonna be, most of it.
Okay.
So if there's a recommendation that we, on rehabilitation of ground storage facility and related water infrastructure, would that work?
And then we can have that $600,000 applied to that. Anything that's above and beyond that, you know, we have the $292 ARPA funds. And then after this project is done, then I guess you just, the second and third project, like the filtration and stuff, those are immediate needs compared to these other things. So you can just kind of see what's left.
And try the waiver clause first.
Yes.
See what happens.
So I'm pretty sure because.
If it'll save us $120,000.
I mean, that money is put back to use anyways, but it could just be, we don't have to spend it in it if it's.
That was my question on this grant that you, you know, one of, we as the city, when can we move forward with?
I need to get it submitted. I have to write it up and probably need to bring that back so everybody, or send it so everybody can read it and then approve. I mean, you can start moving forward with getting funds.
And then on my part, the ARPA money, that needs to be started. I mean, that has to be spent by 24.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
We lose it.
Yeah, we lose it. We have to give it back to them. So that amount needs to get started.
Yeah. Well, like he talked to you guys, you probably won't see nothing happen until 24, more than likely. You get your fall rolling and late fall, you probably get all.
I imagine my next report, I have to prove how we spend it.
And I will probably put that, like, when we get in here, kind of have it.
But basically what you wrote is what I put in mine already.
Okay.
Mine had to be turned in the 30th.
30th, okay.
It was sent last week.
And then, yeah, so.
Do they need us to approve this at the council meeting? Do they need, or do they just need to come from you or from the committee?
I mean, really nothing needs approved.
Okay.
They're not requiring an approval, but just in best interest in being transparent.
So with just the committee.
I would feel better if it was approved.
So with just a committee recommendation, would that work?
Yes, I can start working on that, yeah.
We can approve it.
Unless you think when you bring it back to the council that there's gonna be, you know.
Well, what I would do is just, I would just take this recommendation. If we needed to go to the council, I'd just take it back as a recommendation from the water committee that the $600,000 grant be used for ground storage and water infrastructure.
So if you could do that.
And that way it's on the books and.
Yep.
Okay.
I'd like to see it on the books.
Okay.
And if I'm submitting it, I wanna, and my name's on it, I wanna know that. everybody here.
Right.
All right, so the recommendation will be that $600,000 grant will be applied to ground storage facility and related water infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words. Can you rewrite that?
Martin sound intelligent.
You want to repeat that again?
Sure.
Abbreviate.
I can do that.
Well, I put recommended from Water Committee to rehab ground storage facility, new pump station, and I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I got lost.
Yeah, okay. The recommendation is rehabilitation of ground storage facility and related water infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
And that way, water infrastructure is pretty...
It's pretty broad.
So...
And
that could be this here.
I have to bug you to make sure I'm using the correct terminology with the technical skid and the, the pumps and the valves that I have everything.
That's tin shed on a piece of cement.
Right, yeah. So.
People reading it won't know much how you're talking about it anyway.
Yeah, but I think the biggest cost for us comes from, like Kendall said, what's the tank going to come back with this new company quote? What's it come back to what option we pick?
Well, it's been, 22 years? Didn't somebody say 22 last time was that when it was built?
It was built in 71.
71.
Oh, okay. It was under Mitchell. Mayor Mitchell.
But it's had an overkill. Ken Howard was on the final paper.
Ken Howard was on there. Ken Howard was on the committee. And
'90s it was. But
all these guys I see on the
time.
Gasly.
Yeah, how many of them are
living? 71's when it was built.
And how many of them are living?
None.
Right.
Ken's still alive. But.
Yep, the issue that we come across.
Let's see, it's been on ground story rehab.
They go straight to Sandy, not normal
water infrastructure.
So you might as well take your price and quadruple it.
Yeah.
So say they come with the tire and say you just overcoat it, they might come in with, hey, $30,000, you paint that whole thing with an overcoat, gives you 10 more years of life.
And we could find somebody to the squash truck on that.
So, that would be pretty
hard. Oh, yeah. That's what told me the other day.
Yeah, that's for some grab drive when you go in the city and look at their water towers and see how pretty it is.
It's went to Rosemont up there by Chicago, and on their water tower, the great big rose.
Oh, I know. I seen that. That's gorgeous. We went up there.
Oh.
We're only 8-inch leaving there.
I still want the barrels on the.
Yeah. A main
side of the building over there. Just
crane rail on both. What does that mean?
Don't have any more yet. There's a guy in a van that does it.
Looks good. Okay.
So you can, if you got to change a pump or
overhead.
I don't know if there's a bookstore over on that or not.
Okay, any other questions on the water? On where we're at and what we're doing or?
Telemetry installed on skid.
How big a tank is that at ground storage? How big a tank is that at ground storage?
500,000. That EFI is, that's the company that does all the programming.
About 2.5 days supply.
But they monitoring and programming.
They program it. They provide all the pumps. They're the ones.
Yeah, they built that in 71, and the reason they built it was the old water tower.
Okay, so
down here.
That's like the.
It was so bad. We only had 1 day of water in the air.
Yeah.
On the elevated tank. And so they built the ground storage so we could pump there and then get to the tower so that at least have a couple of days supply in town.
Oh, I got it.
And keep it going and that. And
so this is all the things that.
That tower, I tell you what, that old tower was a nightmare. It would overflow. In the wintertime, and there'd be like ice, and the streets were just nothing but. It was a mess. I was glad to see that. Except I wanted to keep it to make an entertainment thing out of it.
Drain tank yearly.
Make sure you say that right.
Are we gonna adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, I'm gonna, is anything else?
No, I mean, anything else, so we can shut this thing off.
Is that what you need?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I second.
Okay, made the second.